Broadcasting high atop the Golden Tower of the Fisher Building, this is Sports Wrap with the great voice of the Great Lakes, 760 WJR and Sports Talk 1050 WTKA Ann Arbor. That is the Super Bowl champion, the All-Pro, the Lions legend, Lomas Brown. I'm Anthony Bellino, our producer tonight, Blake Madrazek. So good to be joining you all this evening, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday evening at 6 o'clock. My man, Lomas, we have ourselves a busy program this evening. Of course, if you want to get in contact with us, you can text us, you can call us. The phone line, it's the same line, 1-800-859-0WJR, 1-800-859-0957. We're giving away yet another four-pack of tickets to the Michigan Panthers home opener. Huh? It's pretty exciting,
huh?
Studio audience, they love tickets and free stuff. Plus, that gets you into the grand prize drawing, which is field passes and merch to that game, which is coming up on Saturday, March 30th, which is literally this Saturday.
They have awesome merch.
Do they really?
They really do. Because their color scheme is so clean. They have great merch.
Okay. Plans for this birthday weekend?
No plans. I told you. The wife threw
not
me,
yet. All right, Blake, here we go.
Threw me an epic 60 of last year, so I'm still vibing off my last year party, so I'm good to go. I got my flowers. A lot of people don't get their flowers before they leave this earth. Hey, I got my flowers, Blakester.
Well, you remember when I met some of our relatives, and they were talking about putting that party on, and they were looking at me all crooked because I told them that you were my uncle.
That's right.
Like, excuse me? Like, no, we're actually. And I said, what do you mean, we're actually? Yes, we are. Like, you speak French all of a sudden? Me too. Get me in there. But, okay, so Saturday night, you're going to take us to...
So I'm
going
to just chill. Yeah, my wife might not be here.
What about that
chop
house?
She has a...
Ooh.
Wait,
why don't we go?
I can't. Could you tell the radio listeners that you've never been there?
Well, not until this Saturday when you just said that your wife was going to be out of town. So me, you, and Blake are going to go out on the town together.
That's some strong eating, too, Blake. That's some strong eating.
I don't know if they're ready for that trio.
Yeah.
That'll be a lot of fun. Saturday's booked. Now you have plans there, Blake. This is good. So we'll get to those tickets for the Michigan Panthers home opener coming up at 6:20. Then we'll be joined by Todd Flood because there's been a lot of backlash. Our good friend Dan Miller, Fox 2, your partner in crime on the Lions Radio Network, he was discussing with Rod Wood the Cam Sutton situation. Rod Wood was giving the details of what happened. They learned at the same time we all learned about Cam Sutton, which was via social media. Of course, the internet reacts, and everybody all of a sudden has a law degree and has passed the bar. So what I decided to do was I was like, hey, I got a good plan. I'm going to call somebody who actually has, and we'll get to the nuts and bolts in the bottom of this. What was the org supposed to do in that situation? What were their options? You know, how do we evaluate the steps that they took? We'll get to that with Todd Flood. And then coming up at 6:40, he's got a brand new book that is being released today. His name is Bob Herrig. You remember him from ESPN, Sports Illustrated, covering the world of golf. His new book on Tiger Woods, Drive, the Lasting Legacy of Tiger Woods. So we'll dive into that with Bob as well. Plus, we got a ton of stuff to get to here on the program today. So you know what? Without further ado, let's get you all caught up with all the happenings across the world of sports. We'll do so right now in the headlines. Huge news. It was the introductory press conference for the University of Michigan's a brand new basketball coach, Dusty May, and he spoke to the media earlier today discussing the style of play that the Wolverines want to play this year. I like that.
No, I do too. And, you know, listening to coach, and one of the questions I asked you yesterday, AB, because we thought we might have got coach on, was – I wanted to ask him, how was he going to recruit? Was he going to use the portal a lot? Was he going to recruit the young kids? And I think he answered that today, saying that it's going to kind of be a mixture. First of all, he said he wants the kids that want to be there. So, man, anytime your coach leads off, your new coach leads off with that, that means there's going to be changes in the ranks and personnel. And these guys better get ready. Same thing Deion Sanders did when he first got to Colorado. Told guys, hey, you might as well go ahead and leave because you won't be here. A lot of you guys won't be here. And I think that's kind of the same message that Dusty is sending to his team, that, hey, this is, we're starting it from the studs, you know.
And really, like, how many guys from FAU, because, you know, the portal window's open for them, their head coach took a new job. Hey, we got a lot of open roster spots. It's a team that had successfully opened that door and bring some of his guys in here while he hits the road to recruit and try to think about building that diet, right? Going out and getting those the groceries that you need.
Absolutely.
But you also have a ready-made meal to hold the kids over, a little snack here.
That's right.
We could feel the team. We're going to be competitive while we start to try to build this thing from the ground up. Also like these comments about John Beilein. He talked about him being involved, and you know, the more the merrier. Come on, like I like that, right? It just it stands out to me.
They're going to need that, and I think they're going to need that to bring in the type of players that he wants to bring in. You're right, AB. He's going to bring in guys he's familiar with, and those are guys from FAU that spent time with him there. But he's going to also have to surround them with guys, local guys. He's going to have to do that. He's going to have to do like his. Say young guys, you know, and then the older guys coming out the portal. So I'm looking forward to him. He seems to have a no-nonsense attitude about things, too.
By the way, our guy, The Miz, holding down the WTKA 1050 Ann Arbor studio, just wants to make sure that we make a reservation for four, not just for three.
Okay. Miz wants to hang out with us.
Miz wants to hang out with the fellas. I like that.
You know what? You would be the smallest fella in that group. You know that, right?
You call it small. Look at the size of this arm. Right here.
I'm just saying. The Blakester's a big fella. I'm a big fella. Miz is a big fella. You know, I guess we'll put you in the medium size.
We'll eat AB under the table.
The Detroit Red Wings are taking on the Washington Capitals tonight, the first of five extremely important games. And also, do you know what today's date is?
No.
Today is March 26th. That's right. So that means it's anniversary time. Let's turn back the clock to Joe Louis Arena, March 26th, 1997. Fight night at the Joe.
I love Darren McCarty, man. Every time I see Darren, I get a smile on my face. And I told you, AB, my favorite, all-time favorite was Bob Probert. That was my guy, Dan Forster.
You knew him.
Oh, yeah. That was my guy, man. Just a great friend of mine. He took care of Eisenman, Fedorov. He took care of those guys. Nobody had to worry about those guys getting in the fight because they didn't want to fight because they knew who they had to deal with. That was Big Bobby P, baby.
You get knocked out messing with him.
That's right.
The game against the Capitals tonight, the Red Wings in their next five. On the road in Washington, they're the number two wild card team. Mm-hmm. The next game is on the road against the second-ranked team right now in the Metro Division, Carolina. The next game, on the road against the number one team in the Atlantic, the Florida Panthers. The next game, at the number one wild card in the Tampa Bay Lightning. And then you come home for the number one team in the Metro Division, the New York Rangers. Folks, every game from here on out, this is a playoff game.
This is it. This is it right here. So now you'll find out or you'll know whether your team deserves to be in the playoff, deserves to get there after this stretch of games right here. I mean, you're playing the top teams. And you know what? I bet Coach Lalonde doesn't want it any other way. I know he wants his team to go through the fire. And the only way you do that, you have to play the best out there. And that's what they're getting ready to do on this five-game stretch.
The Detroit Tigers closed up spring training with a 3-3 tie. Against the Tampa Bay Rays. I'm actually not opposed to ties in baseball. I know it sounds like sacrilege here, but for somebody who worked in the minor leagues for a very long time and once had to work a 19-inning baseball game, trust me, I'm fine.
You're scarred.
It hurt my feelings. The Tigers will kick off the 2024 campaign on the road in a couple of days. That's on Thursday, March 28th, against the Southsiders, the Chicago White Sox, for a 4:10 first pitch, and they'll finish up the series at 2:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or 2:10 Eastern on Saturday and Sunday. Also, we've got an explanation. We don't have time for it right now, so I'll play it on a little bit later, but the NFL owners have approved this massive change to the kicking game. We will dive into that because what's interesting here is this makes fast guys a whole lot more valuable. And the Steelers, this goes through. The Steelers immediately signed ex-Falcon running back Cordell Patterson because of his kick return ability, right? League record in kick returns for touchdowns. That's a bad man. Also,
he sure is.
The NFL has agreed to play not one but two games on Christmas Day, which is a Wednesday, which is the first time ever in NFL history they're going to the midweek game on Christmas Day. And my friend Lomas, all I can tell you is goodbye, sayonara, so long to the tradition, to the viewership, to the pageantry that once was the National Basketball Association on Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah.
Roger Goodell said, oh, we saw these ratings. Him, you know, I sledgehammer.
Absolutely, man. Isn't that something that, Roger, he's swinging a heavy handle. Because a lot of times you don't do that. You know, you have this kind of like this
unwritten rule,
right, for the opposing sport. And you try not to cross over with them. But, man, we're the big boys. But, hey, look, we're number one.
And I don't know if you guys noticed, but last year all the teams that were playing on Christmas Day in the NFL were major NBA cities. And they were all the same. It was like
– oh, there was a lot of juice on Christmas Day.
Yes.
A lot.
And it's going to happen again. It'll be two, like, major – NBA markets, guaranteed.
Plus, Blake, to me, they play too many games. I mean, I think it's just too many on Christmas Day. I just do.
Oh, I thought you meant general. You meant just I'm five. Talking about, okay, yeah, the five.
It's because of the West Coast, though, Lomas. You're on East Coast.
I don't like it, Blake.
Be calling number nine right now, 1-800-859-0WJR, 1-800-859-0957 to win four tickets to the Michigan Panthers 2024 home opener happening on Saturday, March 30th at Ford Field. Caller number nine, 1-800-859-0WJR. Back with more sports wrap after this on the great voice of the Great Lakes 760 WJR.
Buck tapped up the boards. Now look up. Forsberg in a wrestling match. With Igor Larionov, I guess, inside that Detroit blue line. Oh, McCarty just went after Lemieux. Here comes Patrick Roy. And Patrick Roy is met by Brendan Shanahan. Shanahan going after Roy. Now Vernon drops his gloves. Darren McCarty really working over Lemieux in front of the Red Wing players bench. This crowd is going wild.
Welcome back here to Sports Wrap on the great voice of the Great Lakes 760 WJR. So great to have you riding along with us. Don't forget the 2024 NCAA tournament continues here on the great voice of the Great Lakes with Westwood One's presentation of the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight Thursday through Sunday. Join us for a special edition of Sports Wrap live from Little Caesars Arena on Friday night at 6 o'clock. We'll also take you to tip off to the Sweet 16. And then on Sunday, it's JR Sundays with Mark Hollis for the Elite Eight, also live from LCA. All the madness all March long right here on 760 WJR. Lot of conversations. Lot of people want to know. So we had to call a professional. One of our guys here, 760 WJR. He is the managing partner of Flood Law and a proven track record in trying over 300 cases. Our good buddy, Todd Flood, he's going to help us through, the managing partner here of Flood Law. Todd, first and foremost, thank you for taking the time to join us this evening. How are you, my friend?
I'm great, guys. Thanks for having me, as always. Always good to talk to you, too.
Absolutely, Todd.
Now, Todd, I was very kind of taken aback by some of the fodder that we see on social media. And you know, once you get on social media, everybody is an expert. But some comments were made by Rod Wood, the president of the Detroit Lions, to our good buddy Dan Miller on Fox 2. And this is what was said in regards to when they found out about Cam Sutton and what happened next. So that was it, right? And that only came out of one ear. So you probably only heard it in your left side for Lord knows what reason. But anyways, Todd, Rod Wood is saying that we find out about Cam Sutton and the warrant the same time everybody else does. The video gets posted by Fox 2's sports department, and everybody is outraged. And my first question is, what are the legal responsibilities of the Lions in this situation?
Well, first and foremost, they have to report it to the NFL. The NFL has very strict guidance and guidelines for the protocol of domestic violence. So do the Lions, as a matter of fact. I've been brought in to represent athletes and professional athletes in different sports and in football primarily. There are really strict rules for which the NFL holds the teams accountable and also the players. So they have to report. The fact why Rod Wood is speaking the truth, it totally rings true to me, is this. If the sheriff department up in down in Florida had called the Lions and said, hey, by the way, is Sutton up there? You know, that being the day after, just think about, you know, the police come to the house. They see the strangulation marks. They see and write up the reports, and they put out a warrant for the defendant's arrest. If they want to find him and they call to the locations or seek the locations for where he may be, they would have called the Lions. So there would have been a trail. Why I think Rod Wood is telling the truth and why he shouldn't take any kind of backlash is because obviously they didn't call him, and obviously he didn't know on two fronts. Not worth the risk of not reporting this to the NFL because that is really taboo. And two, he would have been caught red-handed because the Department of Law Enforcement down in the county of Florida for where this happened would have had the paper trail that we reached out to the Lions. So I read some of the backlash that Rod was taking. I just think, I believe him to be telling the truth. I know him. I don't think he, would have any other way to speak. He couldn't have covered this up, and he doesn't have a duty to take Cam Sutton into custody and turn him into the local authorities. That's not his job. His job is just one of reporting.
Yeah. So Todd, so we know everything, and it seemed like it's playing out in that favor of Cam Sutton being guilty. So do you know where things are right now? I mean, the biggest mystery right now is where is Cam Sutton? Either is if he's here in the state of Michigan, is he's if he's back in Florida. Kind of what's the next step now that we know and we have some of the information that we have?
Sure. That is exactly should be everyone's fear. Where is Cam Sutton right now? Is he self-injurious? Does he have spiraling issues that, his agent, would be sounding the alarms on? Does he need help? And then the NFL has to step in. But it really looks horrible that he's on the lam, because that can be used against him. It's consciousness. We use that in the jury instruction. A jury would hear this instruction. Flight, or if you find a person absconds, you can use that as an inference of the person having a guilty conscience. So that it just looks terrible for Cam. But I'm more worried about, where he's at and is he okay? That's the biggest thing. The talking to the attorneys down in Florida today, just briefly, there hasn't been a turn-in date. That's the best you'll get out of them. And that means to me that they don't have control of where he's at and what day he's going to be arraigned. He has to go in front of a magistrate there. It's a 5-year felony. It's a domestic violence by strangulation. There's two ways to get to the 5-year felony. One, in Florida, they have what is called great bodily harm. In Michigan, that's a 10-year felony. In Florida, it's a 5-year under the domestic statute and or strangulation, cutting off someone's airways. So that's what he's charged with. It could go down as far as a 60-day misdemeanor, depending on how this works out. But he first has to get arraigned, Lomas. He first has to get into custody, go in front of a magistrate, and get a bond. And that bond is going to be twofold. One, what's the likelihood of him returning to this court? And two, what's the threat to the community at large? Once that happens, everybody pulls out their calendar and they set up the dates for which the criminal process will go forward. And the big thing here is he still has all his constitutional rights. He still has the presumption of innocence. Everybody's throwing him into the guilty category before anything happens. This may just be a misdemeanor. Who knows? I don't know. We don't know. But those are the steps.
It's very interesting, Todd, with this entire case. I kind of want to circle back to the Lions here in this matter, because if Cam is in their facility and they're all finding this out, and Rod Wood said, look, I didn't get a chance to speak to him directly, but they advised him to go seek counsel. He left, and that's the last we've heard of him. I don't necessarily want to go out here to like try to exonerate anybody and make sure that they're clean. But at the same time, I just felt like a lot of what I was reading, a lot of people aren't necessarily understanding what the responsibility of the organization is. And let's say, if Michigan State Police is riding around, they see Cam Sutton, what do they do with him?
So two big questions, but I'll go with the last one first. So if anyone in law enforcement, from Michigan all the way through the states to Florida, come into custody of him or stop him, what happens is he has an open warrant. And that open warrant, if there's two categories, if it's an intrastate warrant, meaning that it goes and felonies are, that it would go across state lines. He would be held, and then the local jurisdiction down in Florida would have a hearing to determine whether or not, you know, we want to just have him come down on his own, or we extradite him, gets on a bus. It's terrible. You know, it's not first class flying in a plane, but you get into a bus, and that bus then takes you all the way down to Florida for the procedure there. So if anyone within the state picks him up, first they find out if it's a warrant that is intrastate crossing state lines. If not, there's a different ball game. So, but I'm sure it's a felony, and it will be. The first question, responsibilities, duties, and the like. The contracts with the Lions and the NFL, you know, their responsibilities, they don't, you know, you're not, you don't have to apprehend. You don't have to stop them. You don't have to do any of that. You just have to have the ability to make sure you report this right away. The fact that they, didn't call the police, didn't do that type of activity, that doesn't fare well, but it's not their obligation. And I believe Rob was down and dealing with other matters in Orlando. He wasn't even in Allen Park. So whoever it was within that staff that saw him said, hey, listen, you need to get and turn yourself in ASAP and get a lawyer. It's always been my experience, guys, when a player comes into, and I've lectured a lot of players and a lot of different teams, you know, because they have bullseyes on their backs for other reasons. But I usually get the call from either the general counsel or from the agent well in advance. And I meet with the player and I sit down with the player